It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. He's a former SEAL with nerves of steel. His new book is called Fortitude, American Resilience in the Era of Outrage, Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw. She loves to get in everyone's business, Fox Business Network anchor Dagan McDowell. She buys half and half at Whole Foods and whole milk at half price. Host of Sincerely Cat on Fox Nation, Cat Timp. And he carries the weight of the world on his shoulders. And that's just his warm-up. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus! Yes. All right, Congressman, thank you for coming on the show. Can you give us an assessment of how this whole thing is going? And do you share any optimism? What are your worries?
Wow. It's a general question, so I'll give you a general answer. How is it going? Well, listen, we have tens of millions of people out of work, and they're not sure when they're getting back to work. That's obviously not good news. And there's a lot of people suffering out there, and there's a lot of people shaming those people suffering because they want to get back to work. I anticipated this problem, which you noted in your monologue weeks ago. I wrote an op-ed in The Hill about this disingenuous, bad faith argumentation that would start to occur when somebody asks the worst kind of question you can ask, which is, how many lives is it worth to save one job? That's a disgusting question. You know, Governor Cuomo, who I think a lot of people would agree has kind of had his ups and downs, but has been generally level-headed during his press conferences. But he came out and attacked a reporter with that line of reasoning sometime within the past week. And I thought it was such a step backwards. It's a step backwards in how we have to discuss moving forward in a staged reopening, a smart reopening. But we can't pretend that there's a choice here. We have to get back to a new normal. I'm not saying rock concerts and a million people crammed together kind of normal, but obviously a new normal, and it has to start sooner than later, and we have to have that conversation.
Definitely. Tyrus, let's say states reopen. Do you think people are going to do all the things they used to do? I mean, is it just going to be like flipping a switch?
No. No, I think we're going to come back wiser and smarter. You know, I think that when we do flip the switch, we'll have gloves on and a mask. I think people will really... the head nod will be more fashionable than the handshake.
Yes.
And I think that's a good thing. I know you personally are very excited about not having to touch people. But I think overall, we'll take the lessons that we've learned during this pandemic and add them to our new norm. So there'll be some changes, but eventually over time, we'll find ways to get back to the things that we like to do. It's just going to take some time and some patience. There's always going to be that one person that's going to want to, hey, let's get a hug, brother. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be like, it was socially, you made him feel bad. Now you're, hey, I'm trying to help America. Don't touch me.
Yeah. You know, Dagan, it is ironic that in the era of social distancing and not touching, it's Joe Biden who's running for president. But I'll leave that there. How do you feel about the economy? How is it going to come back? Is it going to come back slow? I keep hearing about the vertical V. I don't even know what that means.
It means a rapid bounce back. That's what it means. So later in the year, it's like, whammo, the economy takes off.
Yes.
That's not going to happen. There are a lot of businesses that won't be able to come back that quickly. Like any kind of large gathering, whether it's at a, I know you know nothing about large gatherings, Greg, because you're a hermit, but like theme parks and movie theaters and rock concerts and things like that, that's going to be a long time away. Literally, we aren't going to be able to do that until there's a vaccine out there. But some businesses, I was talking earlier about like a dog grooming business, like just shove your dog in the door of the business and leave the leash. Why can't that business come back? I can go through a long list, but you know what? I just want to highlight there is a new embrace of every family's wrecking ball. And I mean, there's one person in every family who is just bat crazy.
Right.
And now, you know, the person you never want to go to the Harris Teeter with because they're going to pick a fight with somebody at the like shopping cart depot out in the parking lot. But now those people, because they will go to the grocery store or the drugstore with you and they will part crowds like Moses, like the Red Sea, and holler at people like, get back, you know. So I see like a future for all people just like me.
That's good. You know, You know, Kat, what do you make of de Blasio? There's so many. Well, there's not much you can make of him. What are your thoughts?
I am so grateful for Bill de Blasio. It's not that I like him. I think he's arrogant. I think he's inept. But the thing is, everyone agrees with me, right? New York is one of the most diverse cities in the entire world. And yet, the one thing that we can maybe all agree on that unifies us all is that Bill de Blasio is a schmuck and he definitely murdered that groundhog. So I think that it's awful that we're so divided during this time of crisis. And I hear people go on and on about how we need to remember our common values, blah, 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 blah. We do. That's true. But I also don't think that common disgust, especially when it's warranted in a situation like this, gets enough credit for being such a unifying force. Bring us together.
Wow. And what a unifying moment to end this segment on.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
All right. What happens in Vegas could kill us. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman got in hot water after announcing her intentions to reopen the city. Hotel and casino workers say they're hesitant to return until effective safety measures can be put in place. But the mayor should know, just because something is open doesn't mean people will show up. I learned that with my robe. So, is it a wise move to open the casinos, which are not known for having empty spaces to roam? You're pretty much on top of each other. Are you going to have people rolling disposable dice 9 feet from the craps table? Is it one person per blackjack table? Just you and a dealer in a hazmat suit? And what if there's an outbreak and it's traced back to a poker table? What's the legal consequence there? It truly is a gamble, not just for Vegas, but for most business in general. Dagan, this is quite a challenge because I feel bad for people who can't get to work and do their jobs. But how do you social distance in a casino?
You don't. You can't social distance on an airplane flying to Las Vegas to get there. But I like how this woman, the mayor, was being grilled about reopening the casinos. The casinos on the Strip actually aren't under her authority. They're part of Clark County. She's not even overseeing the casinos that, well, most tourists would actually go to. But I'll say this. If Ace Rothstein was still running that town, everything would be okay.
Yeah, that's true. What virus? Kat, the irony is, like, you could win $500,000 on the slot but die of coronavirus. So it's like, why do this? I mean, maybe, I don't know. I don't want to bash the I feel bad for the Vegas population.
Yeah, I just see. I just in this interview, right, she was like, we have to open it up. You know, she was saying to Anderson Cooper, and then he was like, okay, how do we keep people safe? She's like, don't know, open it up. And I immediately thought of an episode of The Simpsons where Homer has a heart attack. And Dr. Hibbert says, we can't fix his heart, but we can tell you exactly how damaged it is. This is kind of the same thing because she was kind of saying she had the answer, that the answer was open it up. But that really wasn't an answer so much as a goal, right? Because she didn't know how to actually get there. And the problem, she's right. It is super damaged. The economy is floundering. And when I say economy, I mean people's lives, people's purposes that they've worked so hard for and sacrificed for. So that is very serious. But just announcing, hey, this is bad, announcing a goal doesn't really do any good if you don't have any concrete steps. That's not the same as a solution.
Kat, that's absolutely right. It's systems over goals. Congressman Crenshaw, couldn't they set up stuff outside? I mean, I know this is crazy, but, you know, they're talking about how the virus doesn't really spread outside. To have, like, betting games that scratch the itch and do it in parking lots? Or is that nuts?
I mean, it's Vegas. It's summertime. There's a huge outdoor scene in Vegas.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you know, it has long not been true that what happened in Vegas stays in Vegas. Okay.
Yes.
Since the advent of social media, that hasn't been true. And it's not true during a pandemic either. So that's on the one hand. On the other hand, I am one of these people, too, who says, listen, let's have a staged reopening. Let's do it safely and smartly. But we have to start. And so while she totally botched that interview, Again, we need to be looking for the right ways to actually open up our economy. This is not sustainable. It's just not.
Yeah, it can't. Tyrus, what do you think?
All right. Before I get, I have to respectfully disagree with Kat. She did have a plan. Her plan was simple. Open it up. How are you going to do that? Not my problem. Let everybody else figure out. But her plan was open it up.
All right. Thanks to Congressman Dan Crenshaw. Great job. Dagan McDowell, love you. Kat, awesome. Tyrus, great. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America. Keep loving me.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.